Record a high quality version for me, please.
Hey, yo, I'm on that.
Tip, you got that dope. You see my mind so sick. I need Timothy to rate my shit. Crystal 1, Crystal 2, I want a 17, boo. See, I love the sort of view. Those who don't, you love it too. It's cheaper than a meal ticket. Then you get your brain twisted. All you freaks, you get my props. Reloaders and flip my cock. So here's some love for Careless Berry. A special shout out for the rap girl. You hear me?
Wow, that was very good. I like that. Add more lyrics, make it a full song.
Hey, Timmy B, yeah. It's the VSP, who has nothing better to do this evening than waste your semen.
Ego.
However, I must beseech you, please stop playing that rabbit screaming. It's too easy to wank to, and I'm starting to bleed. So I thought I'd join in, but I'm far too white for that. Every time I try to rap, it just comes out sounding like, you know. I'll just leave that to a fur bag that I know. Instead, I'll whack off, and then I'll call into your show. See, Timmy, I'm your fuck. I screwed it up. Just hang on a second. Let me hit pound and two and give it another shot here. See, Timmy, I'm your stalker. I whack off in your Red Bull. If you ever wondered why it tastes like comet, there you go.
You know.
And that's one to grow on. Tim's got a bad dick, so blow on it. If you're not in the sideshow, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, no. Nobody spitfire like me. My high 60s is the best shit ever. Suck my dick, bitch. Yeah.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
Oh, I see the asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
All right, everybody, Tim Henson with you back for the Monday edition of DV. Got a great show. Got to say thanks to VSP for creating that nice rap intro. Sideshow Freaks already heard that last week, but I promise I'd play it for everyone. So thank you very much, VSP. I had a very busy weekend. If you ordered something from Jigoo.net, good news. Your order has been shipped out today. Every single order. I'm caught up. For once in my fucking life, I'm caught up. Mark this day on your calendar. I think I still have some outstanding orders from 2 years ago. But as of right now, if you ordered in April or May, all of the orders have been sent out. You'll be enjoying your new Distorted View merchandise real soon. I'm also continuing to work on the new Sideshow website. That's pretty much what I did this weekend. Although I did get to see Iron Man 3, which I really enjoyed. I liked it better than the second one. You can't go wrong with less Mickey Rourke. That's rule number two in the Tim Henson Guide to Hollywood Success. Ting! Although there's a couple things that pissed me. Well, the whole movie experience was ruined for me. First of all, you know, every single thing that could annoy you at a movie theater happened. I was in the first of all, I went and saw it in IMAX 3D. I didn't pay for it, don't worry. I don't have that kind of money. I put out at the end of my date. It was a good time, but I was in the same row. Well, first of all, I walk in, and, you know, a lot of people have seating preferences. Some people don't give a shit, but the people I were with have seating preferences. Some people like to sit in the very middle, right? So, you know, you're in the middle of the screen. It makes sense. I can understand that. Some people like to sit at the end of the aisle so it's easier to get out. But I can understand the whole sitting in the middle thing. And that's what, you know, my group of friends wanted to do, right? So there are already some people sitting in the middle. So we tried to find a row that was completely empty. I mean, it's a fucking IMAX theater. There's just tons of rows, right? But everyone is sort of just like spread about. So we found a row where there were people behind us, and they had their feet up on the goddamn chairs. And so when they saw that we were coming and we're going to sit down in the row in front of them, they were pissed off. Like, oh, of course. All right, fine. Look at that. Of course. Whole fucking movie theater. And these assholes have to sit down. We're propping up our feet. I'm sorry. If you prop your feet up in a movie theater, you're fucking white trash. Who needs to be that comfortable? It's not even that comfortable. The seat backs are very high. So it's like you're on a in a Craftmatic adjustable bed or something at the highest setting. Those hospital beds for old people. So they were kind of pissed off. And so the guy who was sitting directly behind me couldn't prop up his feet. But the guy that was sitting next to him put his feet up. So in my peripheral vision, all I could see were feet dangling over the chair next to me. It was so annoying. And because the seats are so high, you know, it's actually uncomfortable to keep your feet up there for any length of time. So this person is constantly moving his feet, shaking all of the chairs around. He's making a huge... It was really... I wanted to say something, but it seemed like these were big dudes. So I wasn't going to say anything. Then, of course, the baby came in. The baby was crying. Then, in the entire movie theater, if you're going to sit at the edge of a row, you have your fucking pick of the litter. Any row you want. And who sat next to us in our row? A black couple. And I'm sorry, but the stereotypes are true. And I don't care what stereotype you're thinking about, it's true. When it comes to black people, it's true. You guys need to do something about your kind. Blacks, my black listeners, come on. You gotta police them. Because us white people can't do it. We're afraid of you. So if you don't want us to hate you... to think poorly of you, especially in cinema scenarios, please, get that shit under control. And they were just talking throughout the whole movie, and this is IMAX, so the sound is booming. You'd think it would drown out any talking, but they would just talk louder. It's like that scene in the original Scary Movie. Oh, and they were taking pictures! They had their flash camera. And they were taking pictures. Screenshots, if you will. And then out came the barbecue sauce. And then the chicken wrapped in foil. Ooh, this is good! You know, that's her, you know, that's her popcorn. So it was, you know, despite all of that, it was a very good movie. I definitely enjoyed Iron Man 3 more than the second one. But here, you know, my problem with the movie is, you know, in the first and second movies, Iron Man, you know, his suit... it was fucking awesome. It was practically indestructible. In this movie, spoiler alert. I mean, not really spoiler, but, you know. In this movie, every 3 seconds, his suit was blowing off, exploding. He has 18,000 suits now, an army of suits. They're disposable at this point. And it doesn't seem nearly as strong as the other movies, but whatever. All right, so listen, I've got some audio to share with you. We got to make this short. I got to stay on target. I have a lot of other stuff to work on today, most notably the Sideshow site. We're 2 months late launching the new site, but it's coming soon. Have you guys heard about the drunk DJ that was pulled from the radio? Well, this happened over there in the UK. BBC radio DJ Paula White was apparently... drunk as a skunk on the air, and she was promptly pulled. Take a listen to some of her on-air magic.
For the last time on Lunchtime, let's say you pick the music. Oh, yeah.
Not bad. That's a pretty good intro. Welcome back to BBC One, where I pick music and I play it for you.
Played that for me dad when he was 60. Riley's, which is now a co-op at the top of Smallthorne.
BBC Radio Stoke.
Be part of it.
It's always better when you are...
drunk. Drinking. It's always better when you got a fist around a cold can of beer and a fist around a martini glass.
Paula, enjoy your day and thanks for being yourself from Glen. Paula, we'll miss your wit and sense of humour. Look forward to Saturdays from Sandra in Stone. Thank you.
Oh, apparently this was her last day on the radio. Well, give the fucking broad a break.
It's a P-A-R-T-Y because I said so.
It's a party. We're having so much fun.
It's lunchtime. Some people will say, oh, thank goodness for that. She's gone. Other people will go, how will I get the dog to sleep? Because I know that people actually play this show out for their dogs. How lovely. It is my last show.
Is that really a compliment? I turn the radio on for my dogs.
So I want songs.
I don't listen to it, but when I leave the house, my dogs like to hear your voice.
Suggestions. Look, let's just throw it all out.
All right, let me fast forward a bit here. This goes on for 7 minutes.
Mustafa says, A-E-I-O-U-U by Freeze. Oh, my gosh. We've got to play that anyway. You just said it. No, we've got to play it.
He's having a good time. It's the last day. I would be riveted. I would listen to every fucking minute of this.
That's the new one from Texas and Conversation on BBC Radio Stoke.
Oh, Katrina in the way! Maybe the DJ was huffing, too. All right, moving on now. Do you guys want to hear what it sounds like when you hammer a dildo into a pussy? I know I do. Yes, in this clip, a girl has a massive dildo with a nice flat base to it, and a guy's going to take a mallet and hit it and jam it into her pussy.
Make it fit.
Make it fit. Yeah.
Oh!
Oh, there you go.
Oh, God!
A rap tap tap, a rap tap tap, hear the hammers tit tat tit tee. You remember that nursery rhyme? Something about a little wee man and a little wee house. He's got a hammer and he's making chews. This is just like that nursery rhyme. Make it fit.
Oh, God! Oh, fuck! Oh! Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, God!
Sounds to me like he made it fit. All right, DV listener H sent in a piece of porn from his personal collection. Yes, this is linked directly to his Dropbox account. In it, some Eastern European-sounding dude has snuck into his boss's office and got onto his computer and promptly starts to jerk off.
Oh, shit, I never thought the boss's executive secretary was such a slut. I have this picture on the computer. That's nice.
Yeah, the boss apparently has some nude photos of his secretary, and this guy's just taking the opportunity to pull down his pants and jerk off to it.
Deal, though, how it goes into your booth and... stretching all the fucking pussy.
Pussy.
And those titties, those nice nipples. That's hot. And the whore is even looking at the camera like a fucking slut.
The door? Yeah, that was a good meeting.
Oh, great. Yeah, yeah. Cheers so much.
Yeah.
Well, I think the promotion,
Oh, look at this. This is Jeff.
What are you doing?
Are you watching a porn in our computer?
Well, what do you think this is?
Fine acting.
What? Are you watching porn?
It's my call security.
Yeah, it's inappropriate. It's like, get out of here.
Sure, call security. You want security to see the picture of Yumi's Metrova in the computer?
What? What are they thinking about me?
With a dildo in your pussy?
What dildo? What are you talking about? What's wrong with you?
Really?
Oh, that dildo. Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God. How did this picture go there? I don't get it.
It was photoshopped. All right, so needless to say, the girls end up working over that massive penis.
That's a nice, huge cock. Look at this ball. Well, I hear that cum does have a lot of protein.
Oh, yeah, and super good for face. Nice shaved balls.
Thank you, H. I always like to see what type of porn my listeners are into. Hey, speaking of, poorly acted porn, here is some faux racism.
I can't believe you had sex with a black guy. And I was in a really bad situation. I mean, I did what I had to do.
It's interesting that the first girl is supposed to be the racist one. But the second girl who actually slept with the black guy said that she did it because she was in a really bad situation. Because that's really the only time you'd sleep with a black guy. It's when you're in a bad place.
I mean, I did what I had to do. What would you have done? Well, I wouldn't have sex with a black man. I would rather just kill myself. Ever think of that? Hold on, someone's at the door.
Really? Because I didn't hear a doorbell or a knock. By the way, I think we all know who's at the door, right?
Must be one of your friends.
Yeah.
Would you like another white bitch? Because my friend really loves a black cock.
Really?
Oh my god. She really wants to suck a black one. Wait.
Ashley!
Beat her with it.
She's taking the cock. She's holding the big black cock and using it to beat the girl in the head.
Don't you... Suck it.
No!
Open your mouth. Open your mouth.
Ashley!
This is not is hot at all.
Yes, it is.
Ha
ha! Look who's sucking a black cock now! You fucking grand wizard!
Okay.
Come on, you racist bitch!
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna take a picture of this and show your dad.
No! Show my dad!
Yes!
Kill him!
Is that where you learned to be so racist? From your parents?
I'm gonna call the police on you, Ashley Blue!
Because they're racist too? You're gonna call your racist cop friend?
Now, I watched this clip a few times. It was extremely easy to masturbate to, but it has one of the greatest endings to a porn scene ever.
I hope you die and you go to hell.
That's after the black guy blows his load in her mouth. All right, one more short clip here, and then we'll get into the news. This isn't even really a full clip, I don't think, because it's just an old person sucking dick.
Hey, where's my teeth?
And she says, hey, where's my teeth?
Hey, where's my teeth?
Oh, leave me out.
Oh, there it is. You know we're dealing with a bad actress here, because as she's saying, hey, where's my teeth? She's looking at her dentures. Like, the dentures are on a table in a glass of water, and she looks directly at them as she's saying her line. Eventually, she puts the teeth in and then realizes that, you know, she can give a better blowjob without the teeth.
I like it without the teeth. Piss on the teeth.
She says, oh, I can do it better without the teeth. Piss on the teeth.
Piss on the teeth.
This guy is not even hard.
Is that better?
Much better, because teeth really suck. I hate telling women watch the teeth.
Where the hell do they find guys who are willing to bang 80-year-olds? I mean, looking at this guy, he's a mess, obviously, but still, where do you find him? He kind of looks like the guy who wanted me to look at his gunshot wounds when I was a kid. Did I ever tell that story? I was playing with my friend and this guy who lived in the neighborhood who was probably a child molester. And looked like a dirty, you know, Jesus, came up to me and said, hey, look at my gunshot wound. He pulled up his shirt, and then he wanted me to go back to his house, I guess to show me his other wounds or something. But thankfully, a neighbor shooed him away. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy... That's the type of person who would bang an 80-year-old. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist of the fucked up news! Please consider signing up for the Distorted View Sideshow. It is our member side. It's only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. Also, lifetime memberships are available if you don't want to worry about recurring charges. Get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 2,000 shows. Plus, every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows, videos, all sorts of good stuff, specials. Support the program. It helps ensure Distorted View continues on for a long, long time. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. Cicadas are back. I'm sure you've heard about it because the news has been reporting on it. Billions of bite-sized snacks, what, are about to appear in your backyard after nearly two decades living under the earth. That's not a fresh food. After nearly two decades living under the earth, cicadas are about to shake off the dirt and invade our great outdoors, and they'll be ripe for your feasting, said Isa Betancourt, an entomologist from the Academy of Natural Science of Drexel University. It's a delicacy that's rare. Yeah, just because it's rare doesn't mean you should chew on it. She calls it the shrimp of the land. They are arthropods, which means they have an exoskeleton. We regularly eat the arthropods of the sea, and those are shrimp, lobster, and crabs. And so cicadas are arthropods too. I keep wanting to say anthropods for some reason. All right, these disgusting things spend 17 years underground snacking on the roots of plants, trees, and vegetables. Now they're coming above ground to shed their skins and mate. Like other edible insects, cicadas are nutritious, according to Betancourt. She says they're well, get out, ship them off to the fucking poor people in Africa. Have them eat these goddamn things. I'm going to Red Lobster. She says their bodies are high in protein, low in fat, and feature lots of muscle. Well, how do you prepare these things? Do you boil them or something? Betancourt suggests trying to grab these cicadas when they're fresh from the ground and undergoing their molting stage. That's when they're most delicious. Molting cicadas. Yes, they apparently shed their skin as they prepare to fly away and find a mate. That's when they're the softest. When they first emerge, they'll be kind of green in color, and after a few hours, they'll harden. The scientists say you'll most likely find the soft cicadas in the morning hours. That's when you hunt for your meal. She says you can still eat them once they harden, but you should expect a little extra crunch. Ah, you'll also want to pull off the wings because, like corn kernels, they can get stuck in your teeth. You know, just because you can eat something doesn't mean you should eat something. You can eat fucking rocks if you wanted to. But you shouldn't do it. There are a couple dozen recipes for how to specifically prepare cicadas. Betancourt is planning on taking an old shrimp skewer dish her grandmother has made for ages and substituting in the insect. She also suggests boiling your insects first to quickly kill and clean them. Online, you can learn how to make cicada portobello quiche or a German chocolate cicada cake complete with coconut pecan frosting. So just look online. If you do dine on cicadas, please email me your recipe or call the voicemail line. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from the Chicago area. Police say a man sexually abused his peacock. How can you do that logistically? I'm really wondering. I'm not, like, judging you. I'm just saying, how can you do that? Explain it to me. A man from the northwest suburb of Roselle. I don't know where that's at, in DuPage County, faces a charge of misdemeanor animal cruelty after police said he sexually abused his pet peacock. David Beckham? What? Are you sure he wasn't just having sex with Victoria Beckham? Sometimes she looks like a peacock. This might be a case of mistaken identity. All right, yes, David Beckham, 64, was charged with the crime after police learned the bird died while they were investigating. Oh, Beckman. Oh, I thought it was Beckham. David Beckman. Whatever. Yes, they were investigating David Beckman about an alleged case of indecent solicitation of a child. So for some reason, this guy wasn't able to seal the deal with the kid. Hey, do you want to see my gunshot wound? It's not a good pickup line. Never works. So he decided to turn his attention to the peacock. Details surrounding the case with the peacock, reportedly named Phil with a Y. What a douche. Phil with a Y. We're unclear Friday. It's P-H-Y-L. All right, we're unclear Friday, as investigators said it was part of the case involving the child. Court records confirm Beckman faces three charges of harassment by telephone, ting, unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, yeah, drug that kid, two counts of marijuana possession, attempted indecent solicitation of a child, cruelty to animals, and two counts of battery. He remains in the county jail on Friday on a $10,000 bond. An arraignment was scheduled for June 12th. So there you go. And finally today, have you ever wanted to grow a nice thick mustache or beard, but unfortunately your skin is just so smooth and soft people mistake you for an 11-year-old Filipino prostitute, tranny, ladyboy? I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but it happens to me all the time. Well, now you can get mustache transplants. I think ladyboys are from Thailand or something. I don't know. I might have confused that. Yes, Turkey's economy is getting hairier as a booming medical sector profits from a growth spurt. Mustache transplants! Long favored as a destination for the follically challenged, Turkey's, I was going to say follically, follically challenged, Turkey's cosmetic surgeons have for years offered hair transplants to those who are balding on top. Now hair transplants for the face are growing in popularity, cosmetic surgeons and tourism agencies say, with men from the Middle East, Europe, and Asia coming to Istanbul seeking a virile addition for their upper lip. Hey, I just saw a news story or something on the local news about how they've come up with a cure for gray hair. You can just apply some topical cream. That's not a dye. It's a topical cream, and that'll encourage your hair to stop being gray and to grow your natural color. So all you people making fun of me for going prematurely gray, science has an answer, and I'm going to look youthful while all you fuckers go bald. And I still have my nice thick head of hair. Who's laughing now? Ha ha ha. Sorry. The procedure uses a technique called follicle hair extraction. So basically, you're ripping out hair from one place and sticking it somewhere else, in which doctors remove clusters of hair from the more hairy areas of the body. Your pubes. It's a pube mustache. Why does your upper lip smell so musky? Did someone teabag you? All right, performed under local anesthetic, the surgery takes around 5 hours and can cost up to $5,000, according to cosmetic surgeons. Tourism agencies have begun offering transplant packages, combining facial hair operations with a shopping vacation in Istanbul or a beachside retreat on the Mediterranean coast. Most customers are foreigners. Why, you ask? Because apparently Turks wearing mustaches has declined sharply recently. One of the surgeons who performed this procedure say the mustache is making a comeback. Ha ha! If a man's mustache doesn't grow, he wants to know he can have one as a mark of masculinity. Our customers know that if they pay, we can deliver the results. A 34-year-old businessman from northern Iraq said he traveled to Dr. Tulani's surgery clinic after years of low self-esteem over the patchy hair growth on his upper lip. The mustache is very important in our culture, and my wife supported me to get the operation, like she had a real say in this. Now I feel much better. I've recommended it to my friends. So there you go. Look, if you need a mustache, if you want to look like Tom Selleck, or media darling Tim Henson, you know where to go, Turkey. Although I've trimmed mine up considerably. I was getting very scruffy, and now I'm using a number 2 clipper, for those of you wondering. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, this is very exciting. Haven't heard from you guys in a while. Speak to me!
Hello, Jagu. This is Lifetime Sideshow member Surly.
Hi, Surly.
And I am calling, actually, I hope I'm not stepping on Haley's Comet's toes, but I can be a little bit of a nerd sometimes, too, and I was calling in response to that article about, I think it was Swedish parents who were sucking on their kids' pacifiers to clean them,
yeah,
and how it helped establish a healthy biome, and you were like, what the hell is a biome? Well, it's actually... Do you remember a couple years back, you probably don't remember, you did a piece on shit milkshakes, basically. It was when people were somebody was processing shit and they were giving people shit enemas to reestablish the...
That doesn't sound like something I would talk about.
Flora.
You got the wrong podcast. Shit milkshakes?
In their digestive system. That basically, scientists are really kind of just learning about what's referred to as the biome, which is all of the...
I didn't even know how to pronounce it.
...bacteria and stuff that live in your digestive tract, but also in your whole body.
It's like kind of like electrolytes, right? Okay, we're on the same page. No? Nothing like that at all? Okay. What about active cultures?
I learned about this in 07 when I ate a truck stop corn dog. Don't do that. And basically, it wiped my entire system completely and utterly clean.
You want to stay away from corn dogs, from truck stops, gas station. What are those things called? Tornadoes.
After that, when they tell you can only eat like rice, apples, and broth. Oof. But that's because all of the bacteria in your system get completely flushed out, and so you can't really digest an awful lot of stuff. And it takes a while to reestablish it. And nowadays, they actually will do transplants, and that's what the whole deal with the fecal matter. So sorry I babbled on about it, but I thought you might...
No, it's kind of interesting. I still think it's gross to suck on your baby's pacifier. I think it's more gross for the parent who's, you know, putting a pacifier that was in their baby's disgusting mouth in their mouth. The baby doesn't know what the fuck's going on. The baby will eat anything. It's like a dog. You know what I mean? You ever see dogs? They just eat everything. My dog was eating rabbit turds the other day. But that, I mean, that makes sense because I guess rabbits have to eat. I think rabbits eat their own shit too, right? Because they have to. They have problems digesting. And so when the shit comes out, it's still like it's food, basically. But whatever. You know, dogs eat their own shit. Eat, you know, napkins, whatever. Dogs are idiots.
Hey, Tim. I remember Kenny here.
Hi, Kenny.
Sorry if my voice sounds a little weird. I have a sore throat.
Oh.
Anyway, I am...
Stop sucking all those dicks. Got some warts or something on your throat.
Super excited that you're totally on board for the scale porn thing again. Because I was pretty bummed when I didn't think you were doing it. But...
Well, you know, that dildo video of hers, just, it kind of, it got me excited.
You playing, like... the video of,
which I think the guy contacted me. My contact, I have to line this all up. There's just so much happening. I really need some interns.
Gail.
I don't think I can convince a college to, you know, accept me into their internship program.
Putting like the yeast medication on the dildo. And, oh my god, it's so great. So
it's not a bad idea though. I mean, if you have a yeast infection yet you're horny, kill two birds with one stone.
Hey, Timmy, this is Sean in Illinois. I just was on my way to work and listened to your show, and, man, it's been a while since you made me laugh this hard, but that call to Esther, or at least for Esther, was probably the best thing you've done in a little while. And
yeah.
That was epic. You should do that again pretty regularly.
Yeah, well, I still think that's a solid bit, where I talk to old people about the news stories, but, you know, here's a little behind the scenes for you if you want to know how that phone call came about. I went through about 30 Dorothys in Florida. I try to pick out old people names, right? Like Esther, Dorothy, Gertrude. They're all dead. Everyone is dead in Florida. So I go on these white pages, you know, websites to get phone numbers. And, you know, a lot, the one that I use will actually tell you their age. So this, it'll say like, you know, Gertrude Smith, 65 plus. That's my target. That's what I'm looking for, right? So I just start calling, and it's always like the daughter of the old person answers. She passed away 7 years ago. I really should just compile all of those. Tim Henson calls dead people repeatedly. It's a new segment. So, yeah, you know, I'll do something like that again soon, relatively soon.
Hey, Tim, this is Rob from Cleveland. Hey, I'm listening to your May 9th show where you're playing some old lady, like, feeding water to, like, some doll, and her kids are, you know, yeah, I'm fucking with her. Anyways, that brings me to the point of, you know, you got your mandatory euthanasia of the old people
right.
movement. But that got me thinking, there was that show back in the 90s, Dinosaurs. You remember Dinosaurs?
Not the mama.
You know it. Anyway, there was an episode where, like, the grandmother, I forgot her name, she got to a certain age, and it was mandatory for all old dinosaurs to be tossed into the tar pit. I forget what it was, what age it was. I forget the episode number, whatever. But it just, that really sticks out in my mind. And any time, like over these past few years, where you bring up your mandatory euthanasia of the old people, I always think of
that episode
of Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And I just want to know if anybody else out there, any other freaks, remember that episode. And if so, can you call in and tell me what the name of that episode was? Because it's been like 20 years and I want to watch it. Anyways, keep up the good work. I'll keep listening to the show, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Is Dinosaurs on Netflix? Oh, my God. Did you guys see the Arrested Development trailer? I posted it on my Facebook page. Oh, I guess that's my personal Facebook page. But a lot of you freaks are friends with me over there, too. Facebook.com/Timothy James Henson is my Facebook page. But, yeah, it's very exciting. I can't wait. It's a minute and 30 seconds of Arrested Development coming up May 26th. Is when Netflix is going to release all the episodes. I can't wait.
Dragoo, Tim, this is Ian calling from PA. I was listening to you prank call that old man, and just the best part of that was the sheer fact that he actually knew what goofers were.
I know.
So apparently those were actually a legitimate drug back in the fucking 1930s.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. I was like, the one person who knew what the word goofers meant is like 800 years old. But he said he wasn't on goofers. He knew what he was talking about. All right, and finally.
Hey, Timothy Bill. It's a loyal, you know, Sideshow member Clash of Demon Head here. I'm not too sure how long I'll remain loyal after you so very much disappointed me on your 5-7 show. You were talking about the artist who couldn't get into England because he had no arms, and you were talking about how he was going to a convention or something to try and instigate nuclear disarmament. And as soon as you said disarmament, I sat there waiting for you to go ding, but you didn't. So
oh, I didn't even. I blew past that. I didn't think of that. I didn't put two and two together. I'm so sorry. Thank you for calling me out on that. It's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD.
Well, I wouldn't have sex with a black man. I would rather just kill myself.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Very important. Rate us and review us on iTunes. I'll be reading some more reviews, and if I do, I'll, you know, give you a little prize or something. How about that? So go on YouTube. Go on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Nice review. Something funny if you want. Whatever. And maybe I'll read it on the show. I'll be back tomorrow with the Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
How did we get to that?